day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow labeled directions.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 7th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network, channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 19,600 head to be offered, 5,100 yearling steers, 4,500 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, moderate follow-through buying has quickly developed in live cattle trade here today. March corn futures about 1.25 cents higher. The Dow Jones 75 points higher. NASDAQ up 17 points. In live cattle today, firm gains were holding throughout the nearby live cattle trade as traders continue to adjust markets higher following early week support. The strong underlying support, though, in all livestock trade helping to solidify buyer activity throughout the entire complex. This may add even more momentum to the complex as traders look for increased support in meat values as well as firming outside market shifts throughout the early part of February. Cash cattle activity remains undeveloped today with bids and asking prices unavailable. It's expected that most trade will be pushed into the last half of the week. Feedlot managers slow to float asking prices as the supportive moves in futures trade is likely to firm market prices as the week continues. Box beef cutouts today mixed, up 28 cents in select and down 26 cents per hundredweight in choice with wide movement of 66 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, prices in all feeder cattle trade have eroded throughout the day, but limited pressure is focused more on early market adjustments following the sharp Monday gains. Nearby futures held 50 to 70 cent losses, which is still over $1 per hundredweight higher than markets opened on Monday. Meanwhile, today in grains, corn trade was narrowly mixed with the sideways action continuing, while soybean trade was flat to 1 cent lower. And sideways trade, the rule for the soybeans as well, even if we have seen more of an active sideways pattern than corn. Meal was $1 to $2 lower and oil 5 to 15 points higher. Finally, today in wheat, trade was 1 to 3 cents lower, as well with wheat trade working to extend the recent breakout higher, along with spreads firming in the front months amid the softer futures this morning. The stronger dollar will hang over the market as well, with the Southern Hemisphere harvest continuing in the near term.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.